He doesn't know the lyrics to that, does he?
Woo!
Yeah.
I don't think he does. It doesn't matter show. Because you're here with me. I'm Rick. You're here with Dan and you're here with Mark and you are on the Chats with Cats podcast for another week. How are you, gents?
I'm very good. And you know why I'm very good?
Why?
Because I'm alive.
I'm good because I got pussy.
Oh.
Hello.
Mate, you are dripping every week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but it is good to be alive. Frisky. You know, we're living in a very, very, very safe place on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. Lots of unsafe places and some very unnecessarily.
Yeah, very, very unnecessarily.
Are we lucky to be living in this country?
So lucky.
And beautiful country, Australia.
Let's thank one person in particular, and I reckon you could name it in about 2 seconds.
Daniel John Wilson. Howard.
You bloody believe it.
Oh, gun laws.
Yeah. Yeah, let's live in America.
Hang on. Can we think of, is there any country that comes to mind that might have a little bit of a dodgy rule when it comes to gun laws? And
well, not even a dodgy rule. I just think it's a backward step. Like, what the fuck are you doing allowing people to carry guns without a license? It's one thing to have open carry, which is you can have it on your person at any time with a license. Mm. But Texas is just going, don't worry about that anymore.
We spoke about Bryant last week and we talked about how on that day he killed 35 people. Howard banned the gun straight away.
Yep, loved it.
Since then, I mean, how many deaths have we had from
guns? Oh, surely we would have had at least 20 or 30.
Oh.
You'd think so. In what, 25 years? How many have we had?
A very low amount. A very, very low amount. And you told me a stat earlier before the podcast about how many victims there have been this year from guns in America.
No, it wasn't victims. It was how many mass shootings. 237 as of last week. 230. That's more than there are days that have passed this year.
It's crazy, isn't it?
That's stupid.
Now, scale, America's bigger than Australia. So, you know, maybe we give them the slightest reprieve for that. But I don't think so.
No.
Just get your fucking shit together. Get it together.
Dan, no one needs guns.
That's right.
No one. If you want to go hunting, just maybe in a controlled environment with some really specific laws. You don't need to be carrying a gun around the streets. There's no reason for that at all. There is no reason.
Well, I think that it's ridiculous and it's stupid and you don't need it. But on the flip side, I think the best present that John Howard ever gave to us was having that gun amnesty back in the day.
Amazing.
But presents also reminds me of one thing. It was Rachel's birthday recently. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Rachel. Big shout out, Rach.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rach.
Happy birthday.
I can't believe she didn't make you homeless.
Yeah, I know. She tried. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I know we spoke about presents not that long ago, but presents is just one of the stupidest fucking things ever.
You really hate this, don't
you? It's so frustrating because recently this has happened to me twice. Once with our anniversary, which we've just recently had, 4 years married, and now again on her birthday. So for the anniversary, I've organised a present as a surprise for her, gone and bought it. I've hidden it somewhere. Wasn't a great hiding spot, but it doesn't matter. That's a story for another day. And she started trying to tell me these things that, oh, maybe you could get me this. Maybe you could get me that. I'm going, Rachel, shut the fuck up. I've already got you a present and it's a surprise. Then she ended up finding it. But regardless of that, it's like, how do you surprise people? I want to get you something. Try and get you something a bit left field, something that maybe you're not expecting. But then she's done it again for her birthday. I've gone really secretively through another friend of ours who's actually bought and paid for the present so she can't see any money coming out of the accounts.
Okay.
Which is I thought was fucking genius, by the way.
Very good. Like that.
And then a few days before her birthday actually happened, she's saying, oh, I found this and it's really cheap. Maybe we could get that.
And that's what you'd bought her?
I fucking already bought it for her.
How deflating for you as well?
Very deflating. It's like I put all this time, effort, and energy.
The originality goes out of the idea straight away.
Then she thinks
but
straight
Rick's
away.
Put all this time in, and all of a sudden, she's mentioned it, and all of that surprise factor, originality, completely disappears out of it.
I know, it's crap.
That's horrible.
Anyway, what would be worse though is if I had to go and buy the item from a shopping centre.
Oh, never. I refuse to do that. All my gifts for anyone, if I ever decide to do it, even for myself, are online, delivered to my door.
Yep. Well, you know, we moved into our new house recently-ish, been about 3 months now. Mm. But beforehand, we were living across the road from Marion Shopping Centre. Every time I went in there, I had to do my supermarket shopping there and everything.
At least you didn't have to go in there and try and figure out parking real close.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah, you still would have had to drive there.
Yeah, that's still a good 500 metres or so, isn't it? It
wasn't walking distance. Or we did walk sometimes, but if you were just going, all right, I need something from the shops, quick, smart, you drive.
Well, I'm thinking of you as a runner. This is you as a runner. That's what I'm thinking.
Do you run to the supermarket and buy like $200 worth of groceries and run home?
Well, I don't live half a K away from Marion, so no.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're walking through the shopping centres. There's no etiquette. Everyone just loses their brain and thinks about themselves.
No one even knows you're standing next to them, ever.
Mate.
You could literally smell, well, they could smell you and still not know that you're there.
It really, really frustrates me. You're walking along, you know exactly what you need to go and get, and then someone just pulls out in front of you and stops.
And it's always with a trolley, right in front of you. You stop and you're like, oh, surely they're going to see me in a second. Surely they're going to go, okay, well, I might need to move that trolley. But they don't. They don't even see any part of you, any part of anyone that you're with, and they sit there and they're not even doing anything. They're just staring at the wall. What is wrong with people?
People are fucked.
Yeah, very bad. And have you noticed as well, it doesn't matter if you're walking, let's say, you know how malls are pretty wide. There's like 4 metres on one side, 4 metres on the other, and you have a couple in front of you walking a bit slow. You go, oh, I've got long legs. I'm going to overtake these guys. It'll be all good. You go to take a right step, and all of a sudden they start veering in front of you.
Like, I know.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go further to the right, but you can't because there's two other people coming towards you with a trolley that are too far from the wall and they shouldn't be there, and then all of a sudden you're stuck in this situation, and then that couple will just stop, and you'll be like,
should be one-way traffic, and it should be overtaking lanes.
Yeah.
It should be overtaking lanes. It's so frustrating. I hate shopping. I hate shopping centres.
And it's worse than supermarkets.
I hate people.
You've been in supermarkets before, surely.
I have been in supermarkets before.
Well, that's good. That's what we want.
You used to work in one.
Yeah. You did too.
Oh, that was horrible, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're buying something, let's say, even if you went in there for like a Powerade or something, you often find someone that's standing in front of your section that you want to go grab that item out of, and they're there sort of sorting out what they want to get. Surely, like if I'm standing somewhere and I'm undecided, I'll have a step back and maybe to the left and let that person that might know exactly what they want come in and grab it. But that just doesn't happen.
All you need to do is be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. No.
And these people are just so stuck in their thing. And especially that example with Powerade. I was at shops recently and I just wanted to grab a yogurt. And there was this lady in front of me and she's gone from the top shelf to the bottom shelf to the middle shelf to the back shelf. But she could either see me in her peripheral, which obviously she didn't have any, but I could see her eyes in the glass as well, in the reflection.
Oh, so
and I'm just standing there behind her waiting patiently and I'm thinking, surely this bitch is going to fucking get out of my way in a second.
What if she thought that you hadn't made up your mind yet?
Crap.
What about when you're looking for something in the exact same spot as the person next to you and you go in and, you know, they do that back off thing, like, oh, this person's getting in, but you end up both looking at the same spot and you're like, do I go in, don't I? Do I let the person go in first? What happens then?
It's like a Mexican buy-off.
Yeah, it's like a, not a standoff, a buy-off. It's like...
That's a very good point too. But no, well, I think in that
there's more than one item on the shelf generally. So if you do want to buy the same item, who cares? Mm. Fucking grab it and walk away.
It's more just the people that my pet hate is when you walk down an aisle, right, and they've left their trolley sideways and yet they're standing a meter away from it covering the other section of the free aisle and you get there and they still haven't noticed that you don't want anything in that part of the aisle. You're trying to get to the end and they just have no idea that you even exist.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, come on. You've got to be better than that.
So that's really shit and terrible things that people do in shopping centres, but that's not the only place that we exist these days. We also exist in the social platforms.
Yeah.
Where are you going with this?
What about people, things that people do on Facebook? Just, I don't know, for attention and
got, hang on, today's been so bad, I just don't think I can deal with it, right?
It's just a fuck off Facebook then.
I know. It's just a post that basically is asking, can everyone please contact me so I can tell you individually how sad I am or how much attention I need off you.
And what about some people basically write their life stories out in an essay? And it can be either nice things about their life or bad things about their life. And they'll just put paragraph after paragraph. I went and saw this person. Then they took me here. They put me in a car. They drove me to this location. They went here. It's like, okay, I didn't need to know any of that. Yeah. What's the result? Oh, it was your birthday or something. Like, who cares? Yeah. I don't care about reading every paragraph about your life.
Do you unfollow people?
Oh, yeah, I do.
What about you?
I think the thing is you don't unfriend someone. You have to unfollow.
Yeah.
Because unfriend is an insult. Mm. Unfollow is something that the person that you're unfollowing doesn't actually get told.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, I'm sick of your shit. What you're saying all the time is ruining my day.
Ruining your feed.
Ruining your life, really. Yeah. By unfollowing, not only will I not see your stuff, mm-hmm. I will also do you the kind courtesy of not offending you. Because if I unfriend you, that's an insult to them. Yeah. An unfollow is like they never find out, but not only that, you never ever get to see anything that they've got to say again.
Yeah.
Which is a win-win.
Unless you actively go out and look for it, which you never will, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you guys notice on Facebook, and this is aimed at, you know, I'm going to be honest, our parents, you know, middle-aged people, sort of 40, 50, 60 years old, and they're new to the social media game, and they're commenting on everything like they're always wanting to sort of like have too much input about a subject, and they just need to stay the fuck away, and they don't really understand the situation.
Oh, like they overcommit to like proving a point.
They're reading too much into it. It's like you're new to the game. Like,
were we like that when we started though?
No.
Was there a learning curve? No. Like, I can't remember ever being that.
Do you know the best ones that are actually really funny, and you see people doing it all the time?
What
is the like the quizzes to find out what were you like in a previous life and stuff like that? Do you see the adults and the old people?
They love always those. Doing. They eat them up,
overcommitting big time.
Yeah,
reading way too much into it,
and then it's like you have to reshare this to your page before we tell you the answer. It's like, oh god, please.
And then you see,
they can't pick up on the reason that exists. It's like to promote their own page, but they don't get it.
They just don't get it. They haven't been there yet. They haven't learnt long enough. And
something like though that
age group, they get offended by too much stuff.
I wonder what we'll be like when we're that age. What will be the new Facebook where we're dumb? There's going to be a lot, isn't
there?
Hopefully
we don't suck as much as those people.
Yeah, like especially your kids. Like Moss is going to turn to you and go, Dad, you're a fucking idiot.
Nah, not me.
Yeah. Nah, you're going to get too busy. You're going to spend an extended time away from social media for some reason, whether it's the job or you do something weird and go on a long vacation, and you're going to come back and there's going to be something else book and you're going to be that guy. It's going to happen. 2060.
Maybe, I don't know. But the thing, sometimes you see people posting way too frequently or with stupid big long stories on Facebook. Sometimes it looks like attention seeking, but sometimes if we just be serious for a little while, there actually is an underlying mental health thing going on there. And I think the stigma around talking about mental health is, you know, the barriers to talking about it have come down a lot these days.
Yeah.
Which I think is really good, really positive. I think talking about, you know, how you're feeling and all that sort of stuff is really good. Mm. The thing that frustrates me, and I think we've seen a little bit over the past few years, is there's lots of sports stars and personalities out there that I feel like they're using mental health as a band-aid to say, whoops, I fucked up and I got caught.
Yeah, you're completely right. That's
I'm depressed.
That's like, amazing.
That's not fair to people who are actually struggling with mental health.
I could name three or four footy players off the top of my head, which if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I reckon I would say, yep, they've used that, they've used that,
all right. Here's the thing. You have a mental health condition, you know, severe anxiety, depression, whatever. What do you use to band-aid that problem? Drugs, right? Recreational drugs that helps you feel good for a small period of time. does it make it worse? It does, right? So if you have a problem and you band-aid that with drugs and it gets worse, and then you have – and then a small problem becomes a massive problem and you come out and say, I have a problem. Can you see what I'm saying? It's like it's been made worse because of the recreational drugs that you've chosen to take.
Yeah, and so the out is?
Well, let's compare that to someone that has always had – anxiety or bipolar or depression, right?
And not being naughty by going out and taking
things. Not being naughty. I mean, is it wrong to put these people in the same bracket or category as these other people? So what I'm saying is, should we be worrying more about the people that are dealing with problems that they've had since they were born, or people that have compounded that problem from taking?
So you're saying self-inflicted drug abuse?
Self-inflicted versus like a problem that this person has had for their whole life. It's an interesting one.
Very interesting topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you've caused it yourself, I don't think that we should necessarily not give them the support. But I think there's got to be priority given to the people who are suffering not of their own volition.
Of course you would give that person support. But yeah, like Rick said, like who gets priority? I mean, it is a...
I mean, you'd like to
it's
give...
It's a grey area.
You'd like to give the person that's always had a priority, but that's just not something that you can... You can't really...
None of it's measurable. You can't judge it. I don't think any of it's... It's not provable either.
Mm.
So, as an example, you could go out for the next 3 days and get on a big Coke bender and then go to your dad and he'll say, why didn't you come to work? No one's done this job, that job, the whole... You know, the place isn't running, and you say, sorry, Dad, I'm depressed. And what's he supposed to do? You can potentially get off the hook just because you're falling on that depression card. And I just don't think that's fair on people who actually suffer from mental
health. So you're saying if I was to be milking that rather than actually...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, not to name names, but to name names, the Shane Mumford situation just stinks to me.
Yep. So that was one of the guys I was thinking about.
He's gone...
Mummy.
Yeah, he's gone and
the hit out king.
Mate, the slug king.
Fucking gun, dude.
There's a video of him.
Let's call him the Lion King.
Popped up on Facebook.
Did you say lion?
Doing the biggest slugs you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's playing the mental health card, but then has his year off and goes back to playing straight away.
Mm.
Just something that doesn't feel right about it to me. Now, if his mental health concerns were genuine, can't prove it. But I hope he got the help that he needed. But it just something about it, especially with sports stars, they just
and that's
always
the,
lean
that's
on
the terrible
health.
Thing is all of them are now questioned, like not by anyone important, but by people like us. You sort of go, well, you know, how convenient, convenient that you were caught with drugs and all of a sudden now you got a mental health problem.
That's right.
We talk about issues today and we go, you know what, these issues are more relevant today than say 20 years ago. Do you think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that drugs are more readily available now versus 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Absolutely.
There's more opportunity to mess with your mind and fuck yourself up on drugs and a small anxiety disorder or any mental health disorder will be magnified by the drugs that not only you are taking, but they're more readily available.
Yeah, I 100% agree. But I think we need to move on.
Before we do,
yeah.
I think it's really important just to say that anyone listening who is battling with a genuine mental health disorder, just make sure that you speak out. There's plenty of things out there that can help you. So
plenty of people that can help you. So
even reach out to us. We'll have a chat.
Absolutely. Nothing better than chatting with
cats.
Yeah, talking to anyone. Absolutely.
All right, let's get back on a lighter note now. It's 5 seconds of something.
All right, Kat, get off my list. All right. Now, Mark, you always say you should have gone first or should have gone second. So do you want to choose this time again?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Oh, he's going first. All right. You've got 5 seconds. Give me 3 correct answers. The first is name 3 places on your body you shouldn't get a tattoo.
Arse, kneecap, and ankle.
I don't like arse. I really think that's a bad one, but I'm going to pay it to you because
it's an embarrassing spot.
Because I wouldn't get one on my arse, and I think that's a stupid spot.
Neither would I.
It's the only reason you're getting that point.
Cheek, nose, forehead for me.
Cheek, nose, forehead. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well done. Good. All right, Rick. Name three names you shouldn't give your newborn child.
Dusty, Windy, and Clapper.
Yeah, I don't like any of those.
Do you hear that one, Dustin Martin?
Yeah. All right. Mark, name three reasons not to pay for food at a restaurant.
It's too cold, the waitress was shit, and it was way too hot.
No. Oh,
sorry.
I got two, didn't I?
I think you got two, and yeah. I think the second one was a 50-50.
Yeah,
yeah. You can have a bad waitress, but if the food was amazing, you're still going
to
pay for it.
I'm willing to wear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did well, though.
Just a question. In the States, how much would you tip someone as a percentage?
I hate tipping.
I hate tipping too.
Never go to the States.
Nah. I've been twice. I don't like it.
In the States, the waitress...
Gratuities.
...is genuinely like the nicest person ever, which is very nice in the fact that they're so nice, but you know it's so...
Money driven.
Ungenuine. It's like, I'm being as nice as possible to you right now so I can make the most out of you. Mm. It's an awful place.
Yeah.
Never go there. Australia, the lucky country.
Oh. All right. Moving on. Name three things that could kill your pet dog.
A snake, a bear trap, and a fox.
A fox.
Nah, not giving you fox.
Dog would fuck a fox.
Even a fox terrier would put up a good fight against a fox. It wouldn't kill it. I'm sorry. Yeah, not paying you that one.
That was
not rough. Pretty good answers, though.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah, last one.
Get creative.
Okay.
Name three ways to hide a fart on a first date.
Open your cheeks up, cough at the same time, and yell at the same time.
Oh, fucking beautiful. Love it. Love it.
I did not like... The fact that you got that right.
What do you say?
What do you mean open your cheeks up? You're just going to stand up.
No, he doesn't.
Spread your cheeks. Yeah, he doesn't get it. I know what you mean.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he has a wife, so he wouldn't understand, but that's okay.
Yeah. You don't know the technique.
Yeah, don't worry.
How's about our friend who had that technique in the shower?
Who?
I won't mention names, but there was a friend of ours that one morning had an open ensuite and was showering and had to do a big fart. So he cupped his hands and filled it up with water in the shower and farted into the water in his hands. Amazing. How amazing is that?
That's really
It was like a muffler.
It's a muffler. Fart muffler.
You got one left?
Yes.
Okay, here it comes. Name three.
Come on, Rick. Come on. Bring it home. Come on.
All right. This is a creative one as well. Name three animals from Africa you could beat in a fight to the death.
A vulture, a millipede, and a fly.
They're not animals. I would have gone with meerkat, that sort of a size mammal, but nah, you can't go.
I thought Rick would have said rhino.
Bang.
Just like,
nah, you won't beat a rhino. Can you get off the
board
there, Duncan? Thank you. All right, well done.
That was fun. That was a good time.
That. All right.
Whisker.
So you do this all in your spare time, Dan?
Oh, if you want to call it spare, that's... A gross understatement, no.
So this is just something that you do for fun, basically?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I like seeing you guys struggle, so the questions have to be a little bit difficult.
So what's something that people do for fun that you don't understand?
You know someone that's loving this podcast? Your cat right here, he loves it.
Yeah, he does. One thing people do that I don't like, actually, here's one that will infuriate a lot of people. Okay. I hate people that read books.
What?
I find that so boring.
So you hate people that are educated?
Put it this way. Yeah, pretty much, because I'm one of those people that can only read something that I'm really interested in. It has to be like a sports column or
Goosebumps.
A shark attack or, hey?
Goosebumps?
I couldn't even do that. Boring. Okay. So I'm a doco guy. I'm a visual guy. I like to see visual. I take it in better. It's the way I've learned.
So you like watching TV?
Yeah, like a TV guy, but the thing is, like, I could also sit and listen to someone tell me some really interesting facts.
Like a podcast or something.
Yeah, podcast's a great example. Yeah. But books for me is just, I just find it so straining on my eyes. And this would be my own personal thoughts on this. Other people might not get sore eyes after reading, but I get sore eyes. I don't understand
That's what you're here for, by the way, to give your own personal thoughts on topics.
Well, good. I did it really well then. And I'm telling you, if you guys ever read a book in front of me, you'll hear about it. Don't like it.
Well,
what's your most favourite book that you've read? Okay, you've obviously read a book.
The White Chapman.
All right, so
I made that up. He didn't even question it. Wow.
Of course I wouldn't question it. I know. I don't read shit.
What? How good was that name?
Yeah. Chapman's autobiography.
you want to hear a ridiculous stat?
What?
I think there's a statistic that is very, very embarrassing, but it's true. I didn't read a book maybe from the seventh grade to maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and it was maybe a Goosebumps book, and the next book I ever read would have been maybe like an AFL autobiography.
You?
Yes. So there was about...
How did you get through high school with that?
Correct. So there,
give me the ding.
Not correct.
There would have been
correct.
That was the wrong one. There would have been about maybe a 15-year gap between when I read a book in primary school to when I next read a book.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very long time.
I hate reading, but I learned to love it.
So, Han, do you agree?
It was only ever AFL. Like, you can't read something that you're not interested in.
So you agree
with
me?
Have you read the Ben Cousins autobiography?
I have.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I liked it the most out of everyone I read. I read Matthew Scarlett, Dane Swan, Jim Steins, Bomber Thompson.
Oh, that's enough. Anyway, so once you read one, did you find that you got more engrossed into reading, or was it?
Yeah.
You just forced yourself to do it.
If you're reading something that you're interested in, the pages fly by like that.
Yeah.
But if you're reading something that you don't give a shit about, I remember back in high school reading a book. It's like, did you ever get through a page and you'd realize that you hadn't even been taking in what you've actually reading?
Yeah. Go back and reread it.
You're just fucking thinking about like what you're doing next day or whatever.
You'd basically reread it and the same thing would happen again. You'd be like, fuck, I haven't read it again.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you'd have to just keep repeating until you realized you fucking hated that book.
Are you a reader?
I don't mind books. I don't have a lot of time to read books anymore, but I do like to read.
Hang on, I lived with you for 3 or 4 years. I don't think I ever saw you read a book.
Yeah, because you spent all of that time in your bedroom with your winter girlfriends.
Fucking weirdo.
Weirdo.
You fucking psycho.
But there are certain things that people enjoy and take a lot of interest in that I just can't get around. And there's nothing wrong with any of them. As an example, I had a share in a racing greyhound back seven years ago.
I remember that.
Charlie Boots, who used to run in Tasmania.
Charlie Boots.
Is that where your band name came from?
Nah.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good story.
Anyway, Charlie Boots used to run, and I had a share in him with my mate Cameron and a couple of other guys.
Yeah.
And I basically paid the money and thought, oh, this would be cool, I'll get into this. And I just didn't care. And he ran a few times, and then...
Did he ever come first?
Yeah, once, actually. Only once, and then he tore his pec.
Wow.
But... All of a sudden, there was this plaque thing rocked up at my house with a photo of him crossing the finish line.
In first place?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, he won. That's pretty cool. And I didn't have the care factor for it.
There was ever any interest at all?
Not really.
No emotional investment.
Why is it that you never hear of someone owning just a greyhound that hasn't raced before?
Oh, my God. Like, if you speak to someone, okay, if you're walking by in a dog park, you got your little fucking cocker spaniel, whatever, Jack Russell, and you're walking by someone that has a greyhound, and you say, tell us a little bit of background information on this greyhound. No one ever says, I purchased this greyhound as a puppy.
Yeah.
I've cared for him all its life. It's always a fucking ex-racing greyhound. Every time. Like everyone's like, oh, I'm such an important person. I took this dog from a disgusting, despicable life in dog racing, and now I've taken him out and I've given him a better life. It's never, ever like about just you getting the dog when it's a puppy.
And it's probably because all the trainers have got all the puppies at home and they're not sharing them. They're going, oh, this could be a $1 million fucking dog.
Yeah, it's like we're not willing to give this dog away until we realise it fucking sucks at running fast.
Do you know the scariest thing about that whole thing is? Mark walking up to someone in a dog park and going, tell me a little bit about the background of this puppy.
Rick clearly hasn't seen the eating dog shit video that I did.
Oh, he hasn't.
Roll the footage.
Look at their feces.
Okay.
If it's a dark colour,
yep.
Then that's an indication that they're sick.
Now, there's a problem.
The little one did a poo before.
Yep.
I've got it here.
Right.
Did you just have a quick look? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Dark, was it?
It was dark, like this.
Oh, yeah, no, that's pretty dark. And it's not usually
and
like
it,
that.
It tasted like...
Oh, yuck.
Hmm?
You eat it.
That's the... It's the only way of telling if it's...
If it's any good or not?
No, 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 if the dog's sick.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, well, I wouldn't know that because I'm not a vet. Oh, hell.
I really regret doing that.
Yeah, I bet you do. I wouldn't like to do that.
Screw it.
Oh, yuck!
As you could tell, that was a fucking banger.
Yeah, it was. Banger.
Not bad.
What else could bang right now? Who could it bang now?
All right. Better get through this quick, guys. We are short on time.
I gotta get through this.
Who could it be now?
Gonna make it through this.
I'm going to read this out fairly quickly. All right. I was born on September 2, 1964. I'm a male. The cats are fighting in the corner and we're going to move on.
The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue in the... All right, that's enough.
It was enough a long time ago. Right. I'm Canadian. I was born in Beirut and raised in Toronto. After my parents' divorce in 1966, my mother moved my family to Sydney, Australia, and then to New York City, where she remarried a Broadway and Hollywood director in 1970. When I was 9, I took part in a theatre production called Damn Yankees. I attended 4 different high schools but was expelled because I was just a little too rambunctious and I shot my mouth off once too often.
Yeah, this person was bullied.
Mm. I was not generally the most well-oiled machine at school.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
No. I was a successful ice hockey goalkeeper. I had aspirations to become a professional ice hockey player for the Canadian Olympics team but decided to become an actor when I was 15.
Adam Sandler.
No. You can't just
never touch my puck.
You can't just watch Happy Gilmore and expect that's him. All right. In 1984, I was a correspondent for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the CBC, youth television program Going Great. The same year I made my acting debut in an episode of the television series called Hanging In. I also appeared in a Coca-Cola commercial in 1985.
Ryan Reynolds.
No. I began acting in theatre productions and television films before making my theatre film debut in Young Bloods 1986.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes, you've got it. Well done. Well done. That was pretty good. There wasn't even some key facts until basically Point Break and Speed was coming up, but that would have given it away straight away.
What did you say? Point Break and Speed?
Point Break and Speed. All right, that's well done.
Is it quite clear that Who Could It Be Now is me and Rick just dominates 5 seconds of something?
Pretty much.
You got two and I got one in 5 seconds or something this week.
Yeah.
But what's the count?
Honestly, I think it's 5,003 to 2,800. I have no idea.
Well,
I think you just got it right.
This has been episode 6,215 and we are all out of time.
We are. All right.
I've had fun, Dan. Have you had fun, Rick?
Thanks, gents. And I also play football. Or used to, Mark.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
They retired my number when I finished.
Hey, Rick, I'll see you next Wednesday. We're running to Glenelgan, mate.
Mate, I'll smash you.
No, it's not about smashing anyone. It's about running together and having fun.
All right, lovebirds.
YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, everything, whatever.
We'll see you there.